Okay, just some thoughts. Got about 10 minutes yet. Should we ask God to try us, to test us, to challenge us in our faith? Okay, this is what got me thinking. David in Psalm 139, 23, 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way or anxious way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. But David was saying, search me and try me, test me. What about Job? Did God bring calamity, these terrible suffering things as a test of his faith? Or I know Satan was the one that brought it all upon him, but God allowed it. And I think that God wants to exercise us so that we use faith and we depend on him. So I think he's going to be bringing things into our lives that I believe that we should ask God more often. God, work in my life. Conform me to the image of Christ. Do whatever you want to do, and we don't think about, burn down my house, allow me to get robbed and all my credit cards taken or whatever. You don't think that. You think, well, maybe I'll have to get sick or something like that. Maybe I'll lose my job. But these guys lost everything. 37 apartments went up in smoke. I just wonder, I wonder if the Lord allowed that so that this group of believers would say, Lord, we don't like this, but we accept this from you. You know what? There's a lot of prayer going up from that group. They're praying. A lot of the surrounding churches are coming in and encouraging them, praying with them. I've been, for the last 10 days, sharing scripture, sharing different Bible lessons on how do you endure when terrible things happen? What do you do? Just encouraging them with lessons that they can read and say, yeah, that's not fun, but that's what we need to do. So anyway, test me and try me. So that's my question for us. When's the last time you really said, Lord, I don't care what it takes. I want to be fully used of you. God, do whatever you need to in my life to make me available, make me usable, make me profitable in what you're trying to do, the ministry you're involved in. Lord, I want to be involved in that too. So anyway, search me and test me and lead me in the way everlasting. Okay, here's a few other thoughts about that fire. And then this will be some prayer requests too. Actually, I didn't hit that in my last slide, but there was some prayer requests on that. I think one of the biggies they need to be praying, we need to be praying for them, is bitterness. That they can say, like I said, Lord, we don't like this, but obviously you allowed it for a reason. God, help us to have your perspective on this. Help us to exercise our faith to watch and see what you want to do through this. Honestly, guys, the tribal people, when bad things happen, their first reaction is not fair. It's not right, and they, in the old days, they used to appease the spirits, do things to try to help the spirits to be favorable to them and maybe pay some debt or some fine. But the believers don't want to do that. But the other unbelievers are saying, this is why that happened to you guys. This is what they told them in the last couple of days. You left the old ways. You're not appeasing the spirits. And now look what happened. You deserve it. But our tribal guys, the folks over there, are saying, no, that's not the way it is. We don't understand it, but God's got a reason. So anyway, the idea of bitterness. And also the family that I mentioned that had the fire start in their kitchen. What do you think the other people think of that couple that apparently they left the fire and it got out of control when they weren't around, so they were careless and taking care of that? Don't you suppose they could say, good night, what were you thinking? And a fine, having you pay a fine, that's the least that you ought to do. There could be room for bitterness in their hearts toward that family. Easy, even though it's believers, they lost all their rice harvest. They had just harvested rice a couple of months before, so all that was there. They had all their antiques, all the things that passed down from generations, a lot of silver and different gongs that they had and all kinds of stuff. I can't imagine all the antiques they had in there that went up in smoke. Appliances, motorcycles. Some people had their motorcycles parked underneath. So just be praying that they will say, okay, Lord, we're turning it over to you. We're just giving it to you. It's interesting. Not only did a lot of the stores in town and other churches contribute to help these guys in different ways. The military also, they came in, I don't know if it was for a day or two, but just imagine how much ash and burned lumber and everything in 150 yards It's about 60 feet deep, 150 yards long. It's all just burned wood and all kinds of junk there. The military went in and helped them clean that up. The big question now, though, is do they want to rebuild another longhouse or do they want to go to individual houses? This tribal group, they like the longhouse idea as well as ours did, because you can host, if you have a wedding, if you have a funeral, you can have 1,000 people sit on the front porch, sit along the porch side by side, and you can host lots of people in one big area. So sure, they could build some kind of building and just have a big meeting house in a building, like something like this or whatever, but it's a big part of their culture. So they have to make a decision. Do we rebuild another longhouse or do we go to individual houses? Okay, pray that God would get the glory through this. Many of the villages in this language group still don't accept Christ. You know, there's a lot of Catholics. They don't understand the gospel. They go to church on Sunday. They still keep the old ways with spirit worship. So pray that God would use this in their lives as they see the testimony of these believers and stuff, that many people would get saved through this. So anyway, I think finally, just pray that the village elders, the village leaders, the church leaders, there's about 3 or 4 men that are involved in the church teaching and elders in the church, pray that they would have wisdom, how to be an encouragement spiritually, how to share all these donations. You know, somebody's got to divide it out. Some people are richer than other people, so maybe they'll consider, well, you don't need it as much as these people need it. So they have to make all those decisions about how to divide out all of the donations they're getting. Okay, you know what? I think that's all I'm going to take time for tonight.